Part two of our live 25 Days of Shade downtown Harrisburg tonight. It's Sawyer's right outside on 2nd Street. It is everything gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Dorothy is opening up for the Struts. Dorothy with us on the happy hour this afternoon. Welcome to Central PA.
I had my
first intro to Dorothy and a lot of other people around here when they opened up for Hailstorm months ago, I guess it is now. And I remember coming back going, you got to see the opening band. They were incredible. And then we found out you're coming back to play here. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
We're talking off mic. You've been around doing some one-offs and tour dates and for a while now.
Yeah. This is about, I think, our third tour,
yep.
Which is not a lot to have under your belt, but, you know, each one counts. So.
And you.
I'm proud of those three tours, every single one of them.
I'll be honest, if you've never seen Dorothy, you've got to go, because this is the kind of rock that I hope takes over. I mean, it's that kind of raw. You know what I said it was? You put a girl fronting someone like the Black Crowes, but put more of a rock thing into it, and that's what these guys are live.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Yesterday, I started wearing the sailor cap, and I go, it's like a female AC/DC, because their music is what I listen to when
okay.
I'm like in the gym running.
Okay.
So I want it to be really energetic, you know?
And I know.
I think we are.
She probably gets asked this a zillion times a day. The title of the album, to me, is a tongue-in-cheek slap, because it is not dead. Rock is not dead anymore, especially with bands like this coming back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, trust me, if you see these guys live, it's crazy. Now, let me ask you this, though. You've had a couple songs that have been in some commercials and stuff, which is kind of a feather in your cap, too.
Totally. Thank you. We were like, we don't know when we're going to break into radio. So thanks for having us, first of all.
Yeah.
But we got syncs. We got so many syncs last year that we broke some, I guess, sync records, according to Steve Barnett over at Capitol Records. He said we're the most synced project, beating out Katy Perry. And I was like, what? Really? That's cool. So, it doesn't matter how your stuff gets heard. It's just that it gets heard.
Sure.
And so our team at Rock Nation, we have a sync department, and they were like, you know, we love this. We got to push it. And then it caught on. And then a lot of the music supervisors that were looking for music for commercials were asking for stuff that sounded like our band. So there's a couple commercials out there where I'm like, is that us? Oh, no, but it sounds like us. I guess that's, you know, very flattering.
And it's a very cool tie, speaking of a record company, huh?
It's a what?
The record company that you're involved with is kind of a cool tie at the same
very
time.
Very cool. They're a very artist-driven company, and they let us, they don't tell us what to do. It's not like a manufactured pop act or any manufactured anything, really. We're very DIY. We've always been that way. I do a lot of creative direction. I like to be very involved, and I pick people that I really believe in artistically to work with our band.
I was just going to say, the band itself, when you come, is, I mean, obviously the name of the band is Dorothy, and Dorothy's the girl
up front.
We just
really didn't put a lot of thought into the name, to be honest. I didn't want to be like the panties or something. Like, I didn't want to be like a the, you know, I just couldn't think of anything that I felt personally drawn to. So my manager's like, just call it Dorothy, like Blondie.
And the funny
like, make
thing
it
about
simple.
That is all of our names are Dorothy, actually.
But I mean, you've got a very talented band at the same time, too, which folks will notice when they come see you play live.
It's like the Donnas.
you're
Dorothea.
I'm Dorothea.
It's better than being the Killers. Everybody's a killer, so it's much better this way. So we're going to let them do a couple songs. We've been playing, of course, Dorothy on the air, but which one we're going to do? You're going to do two. Which one do you want to do first?
I believe Raise Hell is still our single.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you haven't heard it. I've never heard it out before, like walking around. And so I had the
really?
Fun experience of having it play at a bar in Dewey Beach. And I was like, why do I know this bass line? It was just funny because I'd never experienced that before. So it was like a fun little
moment.
You're
like, wait a second. What is this right here?
Wait a minute.
We know that song.
And then we all got drunk and freak danced.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned Dewey. Before I let her do this, did Dave Grohl show up? Because he's down there right now, right?
Is he? What? Whoa, we love Dave Grohl.
Yeah, I
heard
he was down there. I wish he did.
Maybe they'll let Dave Grohl sit in and play with Dorothy, you know?
DJ has a Foo Fighters shirt.
Well, I rocked it last night.
You wore it last night. It's sweaty now.
That'd be ironic if he walked in and saw you guys play.
That'd be amazing. Well, he might have. You never know.
His name's not Dorothy. He can't play.
I actually went to Dave Grohl's. It was either a Halloween or a New Year's Eve party with my best friend several years ago. It was really fun. I think it was at a studio. I don't remember much of it.
Sounds like a good party.
It was a good party. And from what I recall, he's a very nice man.
Which is what you'll happen tonight if you come down and see this one done live. It's Dorothy. Take it away.
Yeah.
It's Dorothy tonight downtown. It's going to be at Sawyer's, 7 o'clock. Get there. Don't even go home after work. Just go downtown. Catch yourself a couple of beers. Hang
it's
out.
It's a free show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can.
Free.
It's Friday.
It's free. It's Friday.
What more could you ask for God's sake?
Free Frisky Friday.
If I see anyone playing Pokemon Go, I'm going to slap them.
Let me. One of the other things, because I was reading up on you guys, is it you went to a shaman? Was it?
Okay. Yeah.
Is this true, or is this just something they throw
no,
in the bios?
No, it's true. It's true. We went down to Mexico City to play a store opening launch party sort of thing for Skull Candy, and we already had the song Medicine Man. It was not, yeah. The album wasn't out, but it was on the record. It was already turned in and released, or not released, but finished. It was just funny because we had our tour guide who was fluent in Spanish and English and showed us around Mexico City and then mentioned something about a guy who does white santeria out by the pyramids in a shack. And we were like, yes, that's what I want to do with my Thursday afternoon.
That was not my agenda. I sat in the van. I was like, no way. I don't practice white santeria. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no crystal ball.
I was just like, okay, that's a Sublime song. We're going. And I looked at the band. I go, I'm doing it. And so I went into this guy's shack and he basically had a cigar and lemons and dirty water and he spit on me and he blew smoke all over me. I can't even speak correct English after that. Yeah. So it worked.
That'll cost you a lot of money in downtown Harrisburg.
It was free. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. Was it free? I don't know. I might have sold my soul that day.
I don't think it was free.
No. Yeah. And the can I curse? It was messed up. I really want to say it because this is so messed up. I started crying in the middle of it. So something happened. It was definitely something spiritual. I don't mess with the devil. But I'm a spiritual person. I'm not religious, but it was a fun experience to have. And then we climbed the pyramids and I bought sombreros. Me and Greg have giant sombreros.
Yeah, we go pretty crazy in the accessory game when we travel.
He looks great in a sombrero. And so it was just a funny, weird experience. We ate like sauteed crickets. What was it? They serve you mezcal.
With tequila, they're like baked crickets with like some sort of seasoning on them.
It's like eating trail mix, but with bugs in it.
So it's crunchy. Like Fear Factor come to life.
It's really good though, but it really complements the mezcal for sure.
Apparently, 100%. Insects are a very good source of protein, and it doesn't cost a lot of money to farm and produce them. And if our food supply gets screwed, we're gonna be eating crickets. So break out the mezcal.
I already did. You know, I'm halfway there.
I did not hate it. Yeah. It tastes like Fritos. It tasted like Fritos.
Yeah, because they had like this seasoning on it. I don't know how a straight cricket alive.
Yeah, I believe there's a small percentage of bug parts allowed in factory made chips. So Fritos, we are on to you.
So the little black specks that are on the top of a chip.
Right, it's not black pepper.
It's actually something messed up like that. It's like they're allowed up to like 11 bug legs, because what happens is the bugs land on like pieces of chocolate and stuff, and they pick the bugs off, but the legs stay.
Oh,
so, like,
okay.
Candy bars allowed up to like 11.
Where are they making these candy bars?
Well, Hershey's right down
Mexico
the road.
Mexico City. They're incorporating protein into the chocolate. Thank you.
Where do you think the protein comes from? The chocolate.
Right, exactly.
Cricket legs.
So you
now
learned,
I know.
Now you know.
Now you've learned something this afternoon by listening to Dorothy as well.
Right. But Mexico City was a great show. It was much fun. Yeah, it was a very spiritual, fun, crazy day.
But it wasn't free like tonight is.
Free, 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 free!
Date night. Yes. If you take someone to a free show on date night, you're an a-hole. I don't know if we're... I'm trying really hard not to curse. Unless it's our free show.
I'll be honest. When I saw you with Hailstorm, I mean...
Did I say crazy things?
Don't take offense to this, but I thought, oh my God, if she ever comes in, we're going to have to tape because I'm afraid I'll have to just play the bleepy thing every once in a while.
Yeah, I have a conscience.
There was a really... funny shout out from that show.
About your dad?
No, about Cash.
Oh, about you? No. Oh, God. Well, I have a conscience, so today we're going to keep it PG.
Yeah, 13. We're doing it.
Can you tell us any weird stories with Lizzie on the road? This is her hometown now, yep. So you can say
she
something.
She makes a really good ham and cheese sandwich. Because she was eating it on the bus, and I just... like belligerently just strolled onto the bus. I was like, oh my God. And I just grabbed it and started eating it. And she was like, I'll make you one.
I could see the two of you would definitely click.
Oh, we do. She's great.
You said you're going back on the road with her too.
Yeah,
October 6th.
That's kind of cool.
I think.
Hopefully make her stop around here.
I think it's the
6th. October, September.
I wish it was September 6th. You know what I mean? I miss those guys like crazy.
Now, I can imagine with RJ and Lizzie and you guys, I just want to put a camera there and watch what happens with that.
Oh, yeah.
And what's cool is she'll invite me up to sing a song with her.
Yeah.
And they're amazing musicians. I was so intimidated. I was like, okay, better get this right. I was so nervous. I actually sucked the first few times. And I was like, get it together.
I don't know if it sucked. I'm not going to agree with that statement, but that's all right.
I was feeling the pressure, but now it's just, you know, they're like family.
Old hat.
We love them.
What's the second one you guys want to do?
We could do After Midnight.
Yeah, let's do After Midnight.
Good. The other biggie. Okay, good. It's Dorothy, which is free tonight, so go.
Free, 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 free!
We have an album called Rock is Dead. You can order it at itsdorothysucka.com.
Or you could come down tonight and buy it
in
at
person.
Our free show.
That's Greg Cash, everyone.
You're going to hear a whole lot more of this voice tonight.
The door.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, set me on fire. Oh, kerosene eye. Oh, looking right through me, selling my soul for one night. Oh, doing me dirty. Oh, telling me lies. Oh, you are not worthy. I'm telling myself. Good comes after midnight.
you go. It's Dorothy tonight for a free show. Right outside Sawyer's, 7 o'clock, they will take the stage. The Struts are going to be after. It's part of what we have, is the 25 Days of Shade. And what would be one song that we would probably be surprised that you've been, like, on your iPod or whatever you listen to it?
What would I be listening to? Tupac, All Eyes on Me, thanks to DJ Black, who also is a hip-hop producer, fun fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Producer, period, but, like, lots of hip-hop influence, so.
It's one of the weirdest. It's always cool to see what, it's not just what you think people listen to. There's a whole bunch of different stuff that go into it. So
gotta listen to everything.
And will you see the live show tonight? I'm telling you, it is unbelievable, and it's nonstop. So at 7 o'clock, get there early.
Bring your green hat.
Get ready for the get ready for the free show and hang out all night with us. Thank you so much for stumbling in. I know when you had to get downtown to do the sound checks and everything, but you took some time out to come in here with us, so I appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
5 o'clock, happy hour rolls on, 105.7 The X.